Welcome to Slim Amamou, who is a Tunisian activist. Welcome.
Welcome.
What do you think about the situation in Tunisia at the moment?
I think the situation is post-revolutionary. There is a lot of events every day. Everything changes all the time. A lot of political activities. Everything is in construction. So we're heading to elections next July, probably. The committee which is in charge of the election said it's probably better to have the elections in October, so there is a controversy about that.
Do you think they should be held in October or do you think they should be held in July?
The nearer date is better, but it's the committee which is responsible for the election. So when you can't give the responsibility to someone and at the same time you give them dates, we have to negotiate with them.
The government recently came out with a report to say that a quarter of all Tunisians were in poverty.
Yeah, this is important because the data which was there before was inaccurate. So we didn't know how much poverty we had. And now we know, we have more accurate data. And for the Tunisians, shocking. We knew that there is tampering with statistics. We didn't know it was so important.
Do you think France should be doing more for Tunisian immigrants?
No, not especially for Tunisian immigrants. I think France should do more for immigrants in general. I mean, it's an ethical problem. Freedom of movement is a human right. People should be able freely to move from one country to another. There is an ancestral history of immigration, nomadism. It's something that has been very important through history. For a period of history, the sedentary societies, let's say, the model has won. And now the world is moving and we see a lot of people working in, especially in the technology sector, which are nomads again because of the internet, because it's now easy to work from anywhere in the world. It's a new way of living which is emerging again, nomadism. And I think it's something we should adapt to. We should give the freedom to anyone to move, to be anywhere, and there should be a new world order that permits this kind of nomadism.
What's the next step in the Tunisian revolution?
Of course, the elections. We have to rally everybody. We have to convince everybody to go to vote so that it gets really represented for the Constitutional Assembly, which will rewrite our constitution. We have to have transparency mechanisms, because the problem with representativity is once you elected someone, you can never be sure that he will do what you want. Keep an eye on them. The solution is total transparency.
Ben Ali remains in exile. Do you think he should pay?
Yeah, of course, but we should remove the death penalty.
Here at this event, which is called L'Engagement 2.0, I noticed in particular there seems to be a number of old French diplomats with greying hair, with the young people at the back of the room. Do you think that's right?
No. I think the young people should be in the front, but the setting is not important.
For young French people, do you think they should follow the example of Tunisia in using social networking tools and the internet to...
Of course, yeah, they should use those tools to organize, to build a new society using new technologies. But I think they should find their way using this, like we find our way using those technologies, they should find theirs.
We've seen the use of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and various different social media platforms in the so-called Web 2.0. Where do you see the use of new technology going next in a social setting?
I think the technology, the social networks are an infrastructure for building societies. So we will be able to do everything we do in real life online. Most of the social activity is about communication. We have the technology to sustain, because there was a lack of communication before because of the emerging of big cities. Before, when there were villages with a very small number of people, people just talked to each other. Now it's not possible anymore. But again, now with the new technology, it's again possible to talk. to each other, and think it will sustain new kind of societies without boundaries, without frontiers. And it has been illustrated in the Tunisian Revolution. I mean, Tunisia's revolution, people from all around the world participated in this revolution. People started protesting in Cairo in support for Tunisia. First days of the revolution, people participated from France, from all over the world, in the attacks of Anonymous on government website, a new kind of protest. And there is a lot of example of this new kind of citizenship. I consider all those people citizens of the new Tunisia.
Thank you very much to Slim Amamou.
Thank you.